everybody. I'm Ginger, and I would like to tell you about the awesome deals going on at Peter Gillum's Vitamin Center, located at 533 Cleveland Street, corner of Garden Avenue, in downtown Clearwater. We have bottled water for 59 cents, Pent water at $1.39, and Natural Calm 16-ounce is $29.99. We have popcorn, popsicles, and snacks, as well as free samples and lots of free reading materials. Be sure to stop by at Peter Gillum's Vitamin Center for great savings. Peter Gillum's is located at 533 Cleveland Street at the corner of Garden Avenue in downtown Clearwater. You can call us at 727-462-5770.
Welcome to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries, Dunedin, Florida, and around the globe. Join us today as we talk about real life, real truth, real purpose, and how to be living the good life. To begin our talk, here is Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you have tuned in with us today. This is Living the Good Life, and we believe in doing just that. We believe in living the abundant life that God has given for us in every area of our lives. That is emotionally and physically and mentally and especially spiritually. And we've got some great things to talk about today. We are finishing up our series that we've been doing the last couple weeks on the air on praise and worship. I've been teaching a series this month on the power of praise. And there is such incredible strength that comes into you when you learn how to praise God. And you out there today, you were created for a reason. God has a plan for your life. You are not listening to this broadcast accidentally today. It is on purpose, and God has an appointment. We say in Spanish, a cita. I like that, a cita. God has a cita with you right now. He's got an appointment with you. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to encourage you. He wants to remind you that he has a destiny and a purpose for your life, that it is not just work, 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 and not know why you are here on this planet. You are here for a reason. God loves you. God loves you too, Madeline, with me in the studio live today in Clearwater, hello, Florida. Madeline or Colano, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Connie, where are you?
Yes.
All right, Connie Farmer. She's all dressed in yellow and her shirt says Jesus.
Jesus.
And that's what we're about today. It's all about Jesus. We're going to talk about the value of worshiping God and how much, what that does in our lives. We've been talking about the last couple weeks, and we're going to kind of pull together our thoughts today and re-emphasize things and teach you on a practical basis how you can praise God. So stay right with us. Don't go anywhere. We've got a great song, and it's entitled Made to Worship, because you, my friend, were made to worship.
He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always
praise God. You and I were made to worship. You and I were called to love. I love that line in that song. That's really good. You're listening to Living the Good Life, and this is Pastor Marcia McAllister coming to you from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are live in the recording studio. I'm here with Connie and Madeline. Connie and Madeline, was there ever a time in your lives when you didn't understand the value of praise and worship? Or have you always known how important that was? Go ahead, Con.
Well, I was raised pretty much in church most of my younger years. And, you know, I remember in Sunday school we would sing, you know, praises and praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the evening.
Yeah,
praise
we did
him
that this morning, didn't we?
Yeah. And so, but I it wasn't at the level of what I now know praise and worship to be.
Right.
Which is
incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
But you grew up knowing the value in singing songs to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Madeline?
I think I also grew up in church, and we always sang, and that was really appealing to me. It was a huge, huge draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I knew the value of it. I knew that you sang at church, and I knew the words, especially when I, you know, started being a part of the praise team or, you know, what they called the folk group at that time.
All right.
And
that dates you.
But,
yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
If you say so. And I don't think I knew the value of it the way I know now, like Connie said. You know, I knew you sang in church, but I don't, you know, thinking back, I feel like I kind of was missing something, not realizing the power that you can receive from praising and worshiping.
Because
God.
You can sing songs, hymns, mm-hmm. and they not have the anointing of God on them,
exactly.
You know? Or you can sing a hymn like we went into a few verses of Blessed Assurance today. That is a very old song, but today the anointing hit that song, and we got to that chorus where, this is my story. Some of you are going, try not to sing it.
No,
this is my story.
This is my song. That's right.
Praising my Savior. How long?
All the day long.
Amen.
All the day long.
Do you do that, Connie?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
I don't do it as often as I should. Although
you have a crazy work schedule too. She works nights as a respiratory therapist.
But that gives me all the time in the world, really.
Right.
And, you know, when I first took this job, I was real insecure about my skills because it had been a while since I'd been at the bedside and things. And, you know, so I would be praying from the time that I got out of bed until I got to work and all the way through work. And I'd be singing, humming.
Right.
And it's funny because the person that precepted me was a hummer.
Oh.
She hums different things.
Okay.
And one of the nurses says, how long have you been here?
Don't mean the big car hummer.
No.
Right. No, okay.
She said, one of the nurses said, what are you? She said, how long have you been here? And I said, 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know what it was. And she said, and you're already humming?
Oh, right.
My preceptor hums.
Right.
But, and then as I got more comfortable, I don't, you know, you go through things in your life and you don't really sometimes know, deal with them right.
Right.
You know, and I had a time in my life a few months ago where I was just really bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of really praising and worshiping more, I kind of pulled away.
We do that. People tend to do that.
I mean, I didn't pull away from church. I
right.
didn't,
no.
You know, I mean, in the past, I've like, gone away.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like I was pulling away because I was mad.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting my way.
Yeah.
And I wanted, you know, everything that I tried wasn't working.
Right.
So finally, if you give it to Him.
Right.
And let Him decide what's best for you, then everything gets better.
It does.
And so I feel like I'm back.
You know? Are back. You are really back.
and you know, I mean, I don't really listen to mainstream radio anymore.
You don't.
And it's funny because I don't know a lot of the songs. Once in a while, they'll be on, you know, something will be on TV or something, and I'll think, oh, that's a nice song. And, you know, it's been out for who knows how long.
It's addicting, I think.
What's addicting?
You know, the Christian music. It is for me. You know, when you're listening to it and you're, you know, I'm in my car, mostly probably the biggest place I listen to it because I have a longer commute to work. And it's, you just want to keep doing it. It's happy.
Yeah.
It has answers. It's talking about your God. It's all positive, you know, something that I don't find so much in non-Christian music. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize until I was listening to Christian music, which I came to find so much more of at Beacon, you know, listening to music there and people making me CDs. And I just love it. It's, you know, it keeps you in that. It keeps you focused on God where you should be.
Exactly.
It keeps you moving forward. And the more you praise, the more you get the response, whether it's, you know, when or where and how you wanted it.
Mm-hmm. For those that might be out there taking notes, and if you're not, and you can scramble up real quick and get a pen and paper because we're going to make some points today. But that is an excellent point you just made. Okay? Because when you begin to praise God, it does something to your focus. That's the point you just made. You want to amplify on that, Madeline?
Definitely. It's, you know, Connie, what you were saying too, you know, there's plenty of times where you get yourself in that mode where you're, I want this and I need this now, Lord, so I'm just going to pray extra hard because I know you're going to answer my prayer. And it doesn't right. come when I think it should come, mm-hmm. you know, and I say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing now? I have to think. I have to like say right. the instructions to myself. Okay, wait, I'm in this bad funk. What do I have to do? Okay, I have to praise God. So I'll take out a CD and I'll start, you know, praising and worshiping him with the CD.
Amen.
And it takes me away from my funk okay. and it keeps me focusing on him. And it eventually... It all, you know, it changes your attitude. It puts me where I need to be, not in that place of where the devil can start, you know, taking advantage
right.
of my
harassing
being
you.
Out of focus.
Right.
And puts the focus right back on God.
Okay, if you're taking notes, this is the teacher in me coming out, guys. But her first point was that praise and worship helps to refocus you. And the second thing that Madeline just said, and by the way, we don't plan this, okay? She doesn't have a script here she's reading from. This is the Holy Spirit giving us direction as we talk. We have a general idea what we want to talk about, and that's all. But this was an excellent point, what you just said. You tell yourself. Now, wait a minute. I'm in a blue funk. I'm in a bad situation here. I don't feel real good right now. What should I do? Oh, yeah, that's what I should do. I need to make myself praise God. Are there times, Connie, that you have to make yourself praise God?
Yeah, they're not as often as they used to be. But like I said, this funk that I was in, and I did the same, you know, the same kind of thing. It's just a whole different life. It's, you know, and I don't like being out of it.
So you love praising God.
Yeah.
Are you saying you love praising God?
Yep.
Praise God.
And you know what? It's okay if I don't get the answer that I want.
Right.
Because I know that if I trust him, he knows what's best for me.
Amen. We're going to talk specifically on this show. Those of you, if you haven't gotten your pen and pencil, I really feel God's directing me to say this again. Mm-hmm. Get your pen and pencil and let's... Pen and pencil. Need paper too.
Yeah.
All right.
write
it down because God has called us to a life of praise. Mm.
Praise you for you are holy. awesome. God of the nation, the light of Judah, rock of the ages, Alpha Omega, worthy of all praise. More than these hands are raised, you're worthy of my praise.
You're listening to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries on Tantalk 1340.
Praise God. He is awesome and worthy of praise. I believe that one of the reasons that people don't praise God very much is because they don't understand who He really is, all His awesome greatness. We're so glad you have tuned in. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister today, live from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and our show is Living the Good Life. Go with me to Psalm 96. If you have your Message Bible or just a Bible, you can follow along, and it says these things to us. We are commanded. Now, I'm going to say that word. If you're taking notes, write the word commanded, because God does not give you a suggestion that you are to possibly, when you get time, if you feel like it, oh, maybe you don't feel like it, so you just don't praise God for a month or two. God does not give you a suggestion. He commands us in His word to praise Him. We are told to praise Him. Did you know you have to eat food for your physical body in order to stay alive? You have to eat food and drink water, right? We just went through this awful thing with those miners, and they were trying to calculate how many days they could stay alive and how much food or water they had. And our bodies require nutrition, do they not? So also your spiritual self, your soul requires to be fed, and you get strength, my friend, when you praise God. There may be some of you out there today saying, I don't even know how to do it. We are going to talk specifically when Madeline and Connie come back on in a moment. We are going to talk specifically about how you praise God and what you say. In Psalm 96, it says this: sing God a brand new song. Now, it doesn't say if you feel like it. So don't write if I feel like it on your paper, okay? Write, I am told to sing praises to God. Some of you are saying out there, I don't sing very well. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter how well you sing. It's just that you lift your voice. It's an act of faith. Sing God a brand new song. Earth and everyone in it, sing. That says everyone in it. Are you here? We talked about this morning at Beacon, because it says that let everything that has breath, in Psalm 150, it says let everything that has breath. And if you are listening to this radio broadcast right now, you have breath in you. You're alive. Unless you're listening from the realms of glory and you're up there in heaven with Jesus saying, hey, let's tune in to 1340 AM and see what's going on down there at Beacon of Hope. And there may be some of you that are not having breath today that are tuning in. That's fine. So you don't have to worry about this. You're already praising God. Okay. So earth and everyone in it, sing. Sing to God. Worship God. Shout the news of His victory from sea to sea. Now, I just said the word shout, and I believe in shouting. And I was making fun of Connie this morning because she was shouting back there at the sound booth where she hangs out and runs sound for our church. And she was, all of a sudden, something made her happy, and she just let out one of those, woo, praise God's. And I tell you, it's scary if you're standing near her. But anyway, shout the news of His victory from sea to sea. Take the news of His glory to the lost. Now, dear one, you may be one of these that's kind of lost in this area, in that you didn't know that this is going to change your life. You didn't know the good news of praise and worship. You didn't realize that this could bring strength to you emotionally, physically, mentally, in every area. Sing, sing, shout. Take the good news. For God is great and worth 1,000 hallelujahs. I love that. God is great and worth 1,000 hallelujahs. Now, if you don't think God is great and powerful, then just go down the street corner and listen as people pass by, and they are so frequently using His name in vain. We were talking the other day, some of us, do you go down the street and hear anybody say something like, mention Buddha or Muhammad or some of these people. They don't. They always use God's name, right? They're always mentioning him. In swear words, they say it. Okay? It's because of the power of the name. Satan has caused it to be a popular thing to defame the name of God. But guys, we are here to raise up the name of God and to glorify the name of Jesus, which is the name above every other name, that at that name, every knee someday is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah! If you're out there saying that, God bless you. This is the name above all names. Sing praises to the name of the Lord. Some of you may be very weak in your physical bodies right now. You can at least whisper Jesus. You can at least, right where you are in your chair, you can at least say, God, I love you. Jesus.